Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio's Monitor. My privilege and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Friday, and we're going to have Free for All Friday in the second half of the show. I've got a guest here in the first half, and we have something we want to talk to you about. And I'm going to go ahead and give the number out so you can have it ready to go Free for All Friday at the bottom of the hour at 877-895-5410. We have a good friend that's back with us, and we have some sad news, but I'm going to bring on John Goodwin with the Galaxy Press. John, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Beth. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good. I want to tell our listeners that I know that they loved it when Jim Mars was on, and Jim Mars passed away. Has it been a week ago, 2 weeks ago now?
It's been a week now.
A week now. And I was really surprised because I didn't realize that he was battling such a battle. And so we're shocked and sad to lose a good friend. And I wanted you to kind of address that a little bit.
Well, thank you for giving me that opportunity to do that. We had become very good friends about a year ago, as you know, when we released the book Battlefield Earth. And he was a very like-minded person in terms of, he had his book Alien Agenda, and he had a book on population control, about the big government. And so, as you know, when you spoke to him, he definitely had views which did not agree with the normal the press puts out, and so that was one of his most sterling qualities, is that he didn't just automatically listen to what people had to say. He would like check it out for himself and try to dig down to see, well, what's really going on there. And so he was definitely had an opinion on the elections with Hillary. It wasn't so much that he was pro anybody, he was just anti globalists, and so that was, he was, went on a tear on that, and I'm sure you guys addressed it a few times on the show.
We did.
A lot of other people definitely did, yes.
Another book.
And he was,
I was going to say, another book that he had that he sent to me personally was about the Illuminati. We went on some of those conversations quite a bit.
Yes. So he was, I was surprised because a week before he passed, we had been on the phone with his wife, Carol, because we were setting up for the release of the mass market edition of Battlefield Earth at the beginning of September. So we started doing radio shows. And he had been sick. He had had some other issues going on, but didn't know anything about the heart, because he died of a heart attack. But he was, we've been helping with his nutrition ever since the beginning when we met him. Supposedly going to be ready maybe a couple of weeks, and then a week later she calls and said he passed away this morning. So it was a definite surprise. We thought, and we were starting to book him for radio shows because, okay, good, he's not going to be able to do those 20 hours of radio shows a week like he was doing, but he'll be able to do some stuff. And he was anxious to get back into it. We were supposed to go to Joshua Tree to go to Contacting the Desert again, and he had to cancel that. The doctor said, no, just stay, sleep and rest and let the body heal. So he didn't go to that, but we went last year to the Contacting the Desert, and then we went also to Alien Con and did some panels there and did the show. He was just very active. He just had so much fun, so many things to say, so many friends. Amazing how many people loved Jim Mars.
Well, he was a lot of fun on air. He and I clicked. We had a real good chemistry together on air. He just did an awesome job. And you could tell the passion that was in him with the topics that we chose. And he did love Battlefield Earth because he's kind of into that alien scene, and he loved that. So he wrote the Alien Invasion. Do you have something to offer the listeners on that?
Yes. So this is pretty much his last thing. He wrote a book that just got published this last month, but he's got a, he wrote an article called Alien Invasion, Is Earth Prepared? So he wrote that for us, and it goes over the history of the alien invasion. But he also talks, he discusses, like, some of, like, the things like Elon Musk, what he said, and some of the other well-known scientists who talk about, you know, the whole idea of an alien senior race discovering this, because they're picking up the probe, the Voyager probe, that which is now in deep space, and on it there's that map on the gold disc that gives directions to Earth with spatial coordinates. And so you've got these people saying, well, maybe that wasn't so right. You know, it's like, you know, it's not dissimilar to Columbus landing for the Indians. It was great for Columbus and his people, but not so great for the Indians. So Jim loved that concept, that you know, that thing, and that's kind of like what we got there. So to assume that they're automatically going to be benevolent, and it doesn't have to be like Independence Day, you know, but to assume that they're that. But the other thing too, and which Jim liked a lot about the book, was because it goes into a lot of politics, it goes into a lot of economics, and in the book there, these big warring nations or warring planets systems believe that you need to have war to maintain industry. You need war that maintains economy, more that, you know, but it's only a few people that really make money from war. So
isn't that strange that we're kind of looming over a war right now, and our economy is not doing very well? Isn't that strange that might parallel?
Totally, you know, and it's just yeah, and so the sarcasm that you know, you see in the book, or the irony, Jim really liked that a lot, because he was able to find so many different parallels between that. You know, the whole idea of coming in and mining an area, who cares about the indigenous people and all the plant life and the animals? But it also goes to the people too. It's like you want to be able to, you want to mine it for its wealth. And so you see that happening on the planet, even amongst, you know, the globalists, you know, where you had that happening. But Elwin Hubbard took it and put it onto a different scale with the cyclos and these very greedy systems that just want to, you know, that you sell the populations for, you know, for labor, and just you don't care about them because it's not you. So it's very interesting that Jim was, you know, he still liked it because he read the book when it first came out in the 80s, and then so he just continued to have fun with those themes. So it's so obviously happening, or even though the mainstream media, which is owned by, you know, the biggest of the globalists, you know, so you've got that all happening, and so people go, "Oh no, it's not true," but you know, he just found it very, very choice to be able to talk about these various elements that are talked about in the book.
That's and you're talking about alien invasion, or are you talking about Battlefield Earth? Because Battlefield Earth is dealing
with... They're both. That's just it. Like, Battlefield Earth is a very fun science fiction story, and it's just a story. But one thing that, you know, I am quick to point out, too, it's not a doom and gloom type story at all. It's the whole, the whole thing. It says the purpose of the story, the message of the story, is the survival of the human spirit, and it's the human spirit that's going to survive no matter what, you know, so... Elwin Hubbard definitely does have a major vote of confidence that that humankind will definitely survive anything. And even, you know, there you talk about the alien invasion, the cyclones, but you've also got, you know, the various incursive invasions happening already right here with us with what's happening with people, you know, with on planet Earth.
We're going into a break. When we come back, I want to let everybody know how they can get Battlefield Earth and how they can get Alien Invasion, and remember Jim Mars as he has passed on. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. If you want to call and ask John a question, it's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And John and Beth Ann will be right back.
Thank you.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting right now with John Goodwin. We're going to go into the second half of the show. We will have Free for All Friday, but right now we're talking with John Goodwin of Galaxy Press. And we've been remembering a dear friend that passed away last week in Jim Mars. Jim wrote several books. He even had his own radio show there for a while. And I know that some of my listeners actually listened to his radio show that was on, I think it was on late in the evenings. And he was, he was studied up about aliens. That's what he liked to talk about. And he liked to talk about politics. He liked to think outside the box, kind of step back and look at the bigger picture. And he and I, like I said, we just clicked really well on air, and I will miss him dearly. I'm noticing that Galaxy Press is going to be putting out a trade paperback and a mass market paperback book of Battlefield Earth. And I wanted you to explain that a little bit to my listeners, if you would, please.
Sure. So a trade paperback, that's like the basic size of a hardback book, except it's got the paper cover. And then a mass market paperback is also called a pocketbook. Those are the smaller formats that were originally made, so you fit them back in the pocket. It's just that Battlefield is such a big book. You need
a big book.
You need your overalls.
You do.
to fit in there. But what's really nice about this new edition we're doing of the mass market paperback, first of all, it releases just in a few weeks. And anybody out there that has been thinking about it after the various shows we've done over the year and hasn't got it yet, you can go to Amazon.com and pre-order it. And in fact, I'd love it if somebody actually did do that, so from this program. But this book here is a bit different. We put together lesson plans, teacher lesson plans in the back of the book for use in schools and for educators, because we've had so many instances of educators saying, like, this has been a great book. My kids love to read it. And the whole thing on is that STEM educators have used this as well because of the science that it predicts, and it gives an opportunity for students to experiment. One such experiment was from one of our teachers that has written to me, where the hero gets in this fight and he gets a splinter of metal stuck in his brain, and the head guy who wants to make him survive says, "We're not going to operate on him. We're not going to do that. There's got to be a better way." So through electrolysis, they're able to remove it from his brain. And so this student created an experiment where he made a gelatin brain, put this metal splinter in there, and used electrolysis to pull it out. And the whole idea on that is maybe that could be used for, you know, soldiers with shrapnel wounds type thing, mm-hmm. to be able to have non-invasive surgery to pull it out. But that's there's various things in that book that have, what if type scenario. So the book is releasing in the mass market. It's what's called pocketbook. And so that's the size there. And so that's releasing, but it's got the whole story. It's got that special lesson plan for educators and for students in the back of it, which is the first time we've done that as well. But we're very excited about it because the book, when we released it last year, was number one in the United States. The audiobook was number one.
Oh, yeah.
It's won major awards. I think you've listened to some of the audiobooks.
I have. I haven't got through all of it yet, but I will eventually. What you're talking about with science, progressing, coming through science fiction, that was something Jim Mars used to talk about, that, you know, science fiction, these ideas that maybe get put in a novel that is totally fiction, but somebody that's got a scientific mind will say, you know, why can't we do that? Why can't we do that? And so I can understand why the idea might have grown to where it could actually be something that they can use. And so that's kind of interesting in itself. And the idea of the mining and the economy and everything that goes along with Battlefield Earth, I can see where you can use... You can use anything as a teaching tool if you look at it a little, more thoroughly. You know, you can use anything as a teaching tool. I want my listeners to go to galaxypress.com. That's galaxypress.com. And you said Amazon to get the book as well?
Amazon. Yes.
All right, go to Amazon.
Battlefield Earth. And the thing, too, also, if they go to galaxypress.com, I don't remember if we mentioned it or not, but we also have that. You can download the PDF for free of the that article that Jim Mars wrote called Alien Invasion, Is Earth Prepared? So that was one of the last things that Jim Mars wrote, and so that's something that people can download for free. They just go there with the PDF and read that. It gives a lot of his research into that area and also quotes some of these other scientists and researchers who have talked about that.
Okay, go to galaxypress.com to get the final article that Jim Mars was able to write for Galaxy Press, and it's Alien Invasion, and I think it's probably just his kind of a timeline of things that he knows, and I think it'll be an interesting read. Alien Invasion is Earth Prepared, and it's a PDF file, and it's free at galaxypress.com. A good way to remember, yes. Jim.
Yes.
Yeah, and Galaxy Press also with the Battlefield Earth. If you go to Galaxy Press as well, they have the Western series, which my listeners really enjoy. The Western series, you can get those in book form, or you can get those in audio, or do both, and those are good. I had loaned, we were talking about how huge the Battlefield Earth book is, and I had loaned the book that I have to a friend of mine. He's an avid reader, and I was kidding him a week later. I said, "Would you get it done yet?" And he just laughed at me. It is a huge book.
It's very, very big. And people that are just like voracious readers, we had one girl at Comic-Con a few weeks ago in San Diego who came up and said, "I read that book when I was," she said she was 12, another one said she was 14.
Wow.
A bully came up to her and dared her, you know, "You bet you can't read that in a week." So she did, she read it in a week, and she took a little with her phone, took a picture of the book that she'd read. Another one did it. The cover been, she had the bully tore the cover off, but she read the book and she still saved it.
You know, there are bullies, aren't there, in this world? My friend, he reads several books at one time, so I knew there was no way he was going to get Battlefield Earth done in 1 week. But he's one of those that he is an avid reader, and he will read several books at one time. His wife says, I don't know how he keeps the stories separated in his head, you know, because he's got some books at work that he reads when he's on break and lunchtime, and he's got books everywhere. She says he's reading a different book all the time, but at the same time. So, well, you've got Dragon Con coming up. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Well, Dragon Con takes place in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's over Labor Day weekend. And we are very excited about that because Chad Henry, who's the director of Dragon Con, attended our Writers of the Future, an event that we do to honor new writers and artists every year. And he was just amazed. So he wanted to do something very special with us this year at Dragon Con. So we have the release of our new book, Battlefield Earth, at this show. This is the actual release event for it. We have a huge the Cyclos, the main alien dudes, they're 9 feet tall. So we've created 9 feet tall aliens to be at the entrance of the Dragon Con so they can see what they're like. Because in the book, you know, the mankind comes up to the belt, you know, so that's their high as they are. So we've got there at Dragon Con, we've got the a parade that they've got there where we got our big alien there, plus we have the hero and the heroine, and we've got the Scotsman with the bagpipes and the drums all playing the parade for the book. We've got the there's just a lot of different pieces to it. We have the big alien guy, Turl, who's going to be walking at the opening ceremony, presenting the part of the opening ceremony drill that's going on there. So it's just it's a big thing. And then one thing we're very excited about is that we're already Heinlein and Nolan Hubbard. We're great friends. And part of Heinlein's legacy is the it's a blood drive that he does. And the blood drive done at Dragon Con is the biggest in the U.S. for all science fiction conventions, and I think the second biggest blood drive in the United States overall. Last year they had 2,800 pints donated.
Wow.
This year they're going for more, so we're donating a copy of the book to anybody who donates a pint of blood at Dragon Con.
Wow.
So they're very excited about that. Because we have a nice...
Yeah, you hear the
letter from Robert Heinlein. Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. That's a good cause to donate blood. We are out of time here in this first segment, John. I appreciate it. Everyone, you need to go to Amazon and order Battlefield Earth. You can get the, and then you're going to launch the trade book and the mass market paperback.
Mass market paperback, correct. That's what's being launched.
Okay, that's what's being launched there. Okay, I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. Go to battlefieldearth.com. You can order the book at Amazon. You can also go to galaxypress.com and see the other books, including the Western series. John, thank you so much for being a part and for remembering Jim. We appreciate that. Thank you. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday, this half of the show. I thank you for listening to John as we gave tribute to Jim Mars, who passed away last week. I want to share with you, and it is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. A revolution was fought. This is about the FMMA conference that's coming up next week. There was a revolution. It was fought by people for the people in order to win independence, to be responsible for their own lives and businesses and families and education and jobs and, yes, our health. Pelosi made a comment, oh, it's been well over a year ago, that the founding fathers would want Obamacare. No, I don't think so. They would not have wanted government to control a person's care of their health any more than they wanted the government to control other things in their lives. While it looks like we're heading to a national health insurance, health care control, you still have a choice. Yes, you can choose. FMMA is the Free Market Medical Association. Join us in Oklahoma City August 17th through the 19th. Learn how you can join the health revolution and be a beacon. And that is their title for their conference this year. That's what they've named it. Be a beacon. Be a beacon as an employer. Be a beacon as a caregiver. Be a beacon as a patient. Be a beacon and take back control of your health. We don't need government control. We can care for each other. We can be a beacon. Visit fmma.org or call them, because we're getting late on notice here at 866-901-FMMA. That's 866-901-3662. August 17th through the 19th. That's next week. Be a beacon and join the health revolution. It is free for all Friday, and I hope that you will try to at least go to their website, even if you cannot go to the conference. Go to the website and check out what's going on there. And talk to your employer, talk to your doctor about checking into FMMA, Free Medical Market Association. It is Free for All Friday. I do have a question for you, two questions. Do you think that President Donald Trump's rhetoric and his tough talk is the right way to handle North Korea? That's one question. And second question, what's your favorite pizza? The company. Where do you buy your pizza? Who's your favorite pizza company? You know, Mitch McConnell is taking a lot of heat because of his talk about, you know, too high of excessive expectations of Congress, of the Senate. And, you know, that things just move slow in politics. And we should understand that, and that the president is just, he's got too high an expectation. I guess that could be the third question. Do you think we're expecting too much out of him? To repeal Obamacare? To try to get this nation out of debt? To reform tax? To have a tax reform? Actor James Cromwell, we have shared enough about Hollywood not liking us, being the Trump people, or being conservatives, or being Republicans. I don't really like to put it that way, but actor James Cromwell is calling on Hollywood to become more political and to do a better job of educating conservatives as to why President Trump is a bad leader for the U.S. instead of launching shallow attacks against the president. This is a quote. It's very easy to vilify an idiot who happens to be the president of the United States, but it doesn't solve the problem. So right there, he's already launching something shallow. Just to call the president an idiot, I don't care if you like him or not, you shouldn't be doing that. And it doesn't matter whether he's a Democrat or Republican or whoever the president may be. You honor the position. He goes on to say here, we have to educate people. We have to educate people on the right. We can't demonize people because of their political stance. We have to say, look, it won't matter ultimately whether you're Republican, radical right, or progressive. All that will matter is that we're able to drink the water, breathe the air, live on the land. That's what's threatened. So in his opinion, the real threat is the environment, climate change, and so he would definitely be an EPA worshiper. This article ends with Mr. Cromwell has also been arrested multiple times for protesting environmental issues. But he says Hollywood should be more engaged. So apparently those protests weren't necessarily respectful and peaceful. I mean, sometimes they do these and they invade on private property and they get in trouble. So anyway. Okay, we have Ray from Illinois. He wants to talk about aliens. Ray, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. This is in regards to aliens. You know we're in a spiritual war.
Yes.
And as far as aliens go, this is my own opinion. I don't think they're aliens at all. I think they're fallen angels. They always come as light.
I like the song. We are more than aliens, or we are aliens in this land, talking about the Christians, that we are aliens in this world. So I think we are aliens for sure, Ray. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Well, go ahead.
As far as Mitch McConnell goes, I think he was making an excuse why they dragged their feet.
Oh, yeah. It has nothing to do with being overworked.
They said, him and Paul Rund, they said, well, you know, we can't get everything done, and so let's take a two-week vacation.
I'd like to have that. I haven't had a vacation in a very long time. All right, Ray, I appreciate
it. Exactly.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
All right.
We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine, Bethann. Great show. I'm enjoying it. I wanted to say something about North Korea. North Korea is a bigger threat to South Korea and Japan than it is the United States. The threat of North Korea to the United States is very similar to the Coyote's threat with his Ajax rockets to the Roadrunner. And I'll tell you why. Reagan's Star Wars, SDI, how do you think we ended the Cold War? Los Alamos Labs designed and built and tested a nuclear-driven laser. It immediately obsoleted all ICBMs because we could vaporize the Kremlin within seconds. Mm. The ICBMs haven't even left their tubes. And that ended the Cold War. They held up Reagan's visit with Gorby till we could test it and measure the kilotons of TNT in the laser beam that went out. We could have put a divot in the moon. We don't know about our military capability because you don't tell, silence is security.
Yeah.
You don't tell anybody what you're capable of. Okay, there's one other thing. Even if they did try to launch ICBM across the pond, another thing I worked on was the brilliant pebbles. There's missiles in polar orbit that are looking for ICBMs right now as we speak. And when they see the ICBM launch, I designed the onboard digital IR camera that has a cryogenic cooler. The total weight was 52 grams, less than 2 ounces.
Hmm.
Super high-tech digital camera.
Well, I know we're going into a break, and I'm going to have to cut your call short. But, we had a general that was talking, or military, I don't know if he was a general or not, the other night, that said that they're really no threat to us. They don't really have the capability of taking on the U.S., but they are a threat, and we can't have them, pumping.
Well, you don't want to proliferate.
That's right.
Okay.
We're going into
one to the ISIS.
We're going into a break, Roger. Thank you so very much for your call. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. What is your favorite pizza? And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free. 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been asking you about pizza. And the reason I'm asking you about pizza is because there's a pizza war, food fight going on between Domino's and Pizza Hut. We're going into a weekend. A lot of people order pizza on the weekend. So I thought we'd talk about this just a little bit. You know, maybe you don't like pizza. I like pizza. I remember, I'm old enough, I remember when Pizza Hut was the place to go for pizza. But in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, they've really gone downhill with their pizza. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think they have the best pizza anymore. The Domino's strictly is about delivery. And they are just about to pass, if not already passed, Pizza Hut when it comes to delivery service. So there's a little bit of a pizza war going on, trying to upgrade technology and how they do this. And, of course, Domino's, that's all they do. You don't walk into a Domino's and eat pizza. You order pizza. A lot of people, in my area anyway, their favorite pizza now is Casey's Pizza. That's right. And Casey's Pizza is starting to deliver, which I thought was very interesting. It didn't mention that here in this article. It's just talking about the war between Domino's and Pizza Hut. One of our favorite pizzas is Papa Murphy's, where you go and you pick up the pizza and you take it home and you cook it. It's already put together and you cook it. That's one of our favorite things to do with the pizza. And my favorite kind of pizza from Papa Murphy's is the Rancher. And I do like to buy the cheese pizza from time to time, and I put my own sausage that I get a better grade of sausage than what you can buy when you get a pizza made with sausage. That's my opinion. I think mine's better. I'm not going to tell the brand name, but I get a different different kind of sausage. So Pizza Hut and Domino's are in a fight, and in my opinion, which they did not ask, was why isn't Pizza Hut looking into, because their sales in the restaurants is down as well. And it's because of the quality. It's because of the quality of pizza. Now, maybe you like Pizza Hut better. I don't know. If you do, you can give me a call at 877-895-5410. We've got Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Hey, I'm just fine. I hope you're doing well today. Sounds like you are.
I'm trying to. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I'd like to comment on the pizza. I haven't bought a pizza out of a store in so long I can't remember. And the homemade pizza is the best meal.
It is.
Oh, my wife used to make this one. We buy these 1 pound smoked salmons from Alaska. Get a real good price at Odd Lots. They're really good. And foil packed and all. But the smoked salmon pizza is so good when it's homemade. It's just using olive oil, red onions, scallions, parsley, and sour cream, and it just makes dill. It just makes the most delicious pizza.
I like the dill. Right? Yeah, I can't fathom smoked salmon pizza. I have had smoked salmon, and I like that. That sounds interesting, Kevin. We're about to have time, and I got some other callers calling in. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend. Maybe you should have some pizza.
I have to send you the recipe.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. William from Delaware. William, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Beth Ann. Listen, I'm living in Delaware now, but, you know, I grew up in South Philadelphia. I'm an old Italian boy, okay?
Okay.
I can tell you about pizza. Here in the Northeast, we got pizza shops from one end of Delaware all the way up to New York. If you want the best pizza, get away from Pizza Hut, Domino's, Little Caesars. Forget it. That's all processed junk.
It is, isn't it?
It is. And a lot of the frozen stuff in the supermarket, I will add to, is also, except Elio's, that's a good one.
Oh, I've not heard of that one. Okay.
Yeah, Elio's. I don't know if it's sold out in the Midwest. It's very popular here in the East Coast. Bottom line, go to your local mom-and-pop pizza shop. Support your local business, your local people. Have them make a nice tomato pie, a nice, good whole wheat dough, crisp base with some nice, real, genuine tomato sauce using the plum tomatoes. If you like cheese, put some ricotta, or rigotta, as we call it in the Italian, R-I-C-O-T-T-A, along with some mozzarella. Put some fresh slices on top. Put some chicken. Put some sausage, pepperoni. But support your local business. That's what I would say. In your local mom-and-pop shop, you get the fresh stuff, and it's always good.
That's the best way to go, William. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for your call. You have a great weekend. Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
I would call to your attention that Pizza Hut is owned by Berkshire Hathaway, along with Taco Bell. And I think they took over Kentucky Fried Chicken as well.
Mm.
So all roads lead to Berkshire Hathaway and Mr. Buffett.
Yeah,
who, by the way,
that,
contributes heavily to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who is heavily invested in Monsanto and population reduction and Planned Parenthood.
Okay, let's look a little brighter now, Skits. Do you like pizza?
Do you like pizza? Yes, I love the best pizza that I've had was in Austin, Texas at Conan's. They had a deep dish pizza on whole wheat crust with everything and Heineken.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So, again,
Wash twice. It's a long way to wash.
All right, Skits. I appreciate the call. You know, I'm glad, we're ending this show today on a higher note of pizza and not war. I when I was raising all my kids, I kind of went on a kick where I needed to make something else for supper. And I got on this little kick. I have this this cookbook that's called the Heritage Cookbook. Anyway, inside it, it had pizza. And it has, of course, it's from the Italian. It talks about when all these different, when all our different cultures came together, a melting pot. And I even got to where I was making the pizza crust and throwing it up in the air, and I was doing all this. I make a pretty good homemade pizza. I haven't done it for a long time. When my sons get married and they have their rehearsal dinner, I let them pick out whatever they want mom to make. And one of them picked out my homemade pizza, and that was quite a chore to make homemade pizza for the dinner of the rehearsal. You know, it is about family. And pizza is just one way to come together as family. We used to do that on Fridays. Get pizza and rent a movie and sit down with the kids. And later on, have a little popcorn. It's about family. Here in the United States, it's about family. It's about coming together. We talk about all these problems that we have, but when you get right down to it, it's about home. It's about bringing America home.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.